This is the winter solstice, the longest night of the year, which makes it a perfect moment to discuss nocturnal creatures, specifically vampires. Sylvia Moreno-Garcia is the author of a novel called Certain Dark Things. It takes the vampire story in a new direction, beginning with the setting, Mexico City. Sylvia Moreno-Garcia, welcome.
Hi, thank you.
We've all heard of Eastern European vampire stories set in Transylvania or the Pacific Northwest variety from Twilight. In your book, there is a race of vampires that has existed in the Americas since before the Aztecs. Is this entirely your invention, or is there a tradition of vampire legends from Latin America?
There are many vampire witches legends in Latin America and the Caribbean. They tend to feed off children. So one of the things that we say in Mexico is, se lo chupó la bruja, so the witch sucked him. So these types of witches like to eat babies and small children.
Now, you grew up in Mexico. Today you live in Canada. But when you were a child, did you hear legends of the vampire witches that lived in the Mexican countryside?
Yeah, my great-grandmother was from Hidalgo, and she used to tell me stories about witches. One of the ones she told me was that sometimes they would gather outside in a tree near her home in the shape of giant green fireballs, and they would cackle, and they would taunt people.
Do you think your great-grandmother believed this to be true, or was she just telling a ghost story to scare a young child?
Fact and fiction were fairly mixed. She would tell me stories about the Mexican Revolution and also about living in the countryside in that time period, and those were accurate. But at the same time, she was telling me stories about winged snakes, about witches in the trees, about these witches that turn into animals, nahuales. And so everything was mixed. There was no differentiation line between folklore and reality. So nowadays, for me, it's even sometimes hard to figure out what was true and what was not.
I suppose if you've lived through a war, the horror that you might see during something like the Mexican Revolution is no worse than the horror stories you might make up about witches and trees and winged snakes.
It's probably a lot better to imagine that you can deal with vampires and witches, because at least those, there's some ways to combat them. When you're talking about humans, there are no certain remedies with dealing with a band of roving soldiers.
Can you tell us a little more about your great-grandmother? She just sounds like such an interesting character.
Yeah, she learned to shoot when she was a small child. She couldn't read. They were very poor farmers working since she was a tiny child, and she told stories. She told me stories at bedtime, and she would also retell movies. And maybe she put several movies together, or she just changed the ending because she didn't like it.
It really fits in with what you're doing here, taking a well-established story of the vampire and just writing it in the way you see fit.
I mean, when I was a kid, one of the things was that I didn't have access. Now with the internet, you have access to everything. But in Mexico in the 1980s and the 1990s, you didn't have access to all the movies or books. So sometimes I would see just a poster of a movie and I would make up a story in my mind. So for me, you know, Big Trouble in Little China was a completely different movie than what it really was in the end.
So often, vampire stories reflect the anxieties of our time. I confess, I actually kind of wrote my senior thesis in college about that. And in your book, there are vampire gang wars, but it's tied up in the drug trade, just as the real gang wars of Mexico today are tied up in the drug trade.
Yeah, well, I'm from the north of the country, so I think about this quite often. And in a way, writing the book was about dealing with things that are very stressful to read about in the newspaper, all the murders and the crime and the things that are happening in the border zone and in other parts of the country. But because it's vampires, I can deal with it. You know, it's a way of putting all my fears and anxieties in a form in which they are subdued, because in the end, I'm the writer and I can make sure that good triumphs, or maybe it doesn't triumph, but at least it happens in a context in which I can control it.
That's so interesting. So almost in the same way that your great-grandmother used these vampire stories to deal with the horrors of the Mexican Revolution, you are using variations on those same vampire stories to deal with the horrors that are in the newspapers today.
I suppose so. I suppose I take after her.
Sylvia Moreno-Garcia, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Her vampire novel is called Certain Dark Things.